Good morning. It is a bright, sunny Wednesday morning. And, Siri's talking to me here, trying to interrupt my broadcast. Do you hear? Hey, Siri, do me a favor and shut up. Thank you. Anyway, probably back talk to me. Anyway, so, another beautiful morning here in Minnesota land. It was very humid this morning. I woke up and it was like extremely humid outside. We're going to talk about this subject a little bit. I'll give some folks a little bit of time to get on here, to pick it up. But I thought I was going to do a truck talk today, and I thought, you know what? I think I'll just do one. And I saw something that caught my eye, unfortunately. And I decided that I would talk about this. There's a few other things that I was going to talk about, but anyway, I'll save it for another one. But I know it's Robin, not Batman. But see, if I put a video on, well, let's be specific here. Batman is the comic, and Robin is the character. So if we want to be overly specific, then I can do that too. Okay? I know how to do that. Thank you, Internet Fusser. I know how to do that. But the point is that it's under the Batman. No one would know about Robin if it wasn't for Batman. Okay? So anyway, do me a favor and get a kite and go fly it that way. That'd be good. That'd be good if you do that. It'd be awesome. Good deal. Thanks. Okay. Anyway, moving along. More than likely it's a troll anyway. It usually is. But that doesn't like this subject. So, for the sodomite stalker that's out here, I'm back. I'm back talking about your favorite subject. Still not scared. Still not going anywhere. Still doing what God's called me to do. Tough guy. Anyway, I have to throw that in there a little bit. So, moving right along. The truth about this, I know, Andre, I can't help it. It's just me. raw and uncut coolie. That's what it is. So, no pretenses. What you see is what you get. So, anyway, but, let's talk about it. Batman. Now, you all know what I preach about superheroes. You all know that superheroes, let's just be honest, superheroes are gay. They just are. Plain and simple, most of them are sodomites anyway. Most of them wear tight, revealing clothing that are sodomites. Right? That's okay, Joey. We're just getting started. So they already walk around like a bunch of sods. They already do. And let me just go on record to say that Christians, you should be ashamed of yourselves watching superhero movies. You should automatically be ashamed of yourselves and subscribing to their wicked, vile nudity and their wicked, vile obscenities and absolute immodesty in what they wear. Guy superheroes or female superheroes. They are just nothing more than the Athenian gods. They are the gods that I've been talking about Mars Hill. They are the same. They are the same. And there's no reason why God's people should even be venturing into that stuff and fascinating their mind to that. Right? None whatsoever. Because the whole boy wonder thing in the first place just reminds me of the Greek-Roman sodomite them having a little boy. And that's all we're going to get into with that. But that's the same thing. That's the exact same thing. Right? So anyway, so if you understand superheroes anyway, you understand all it is a bunch of witchcraft, all it is a bunch of wickedness, all it is a bunch of vile things, all it is magic and false gods and the sons of God, the daughters of men, it's the giants, it's the titans, it's all that folklore, right? That's what it is. The comic books are full of smut and wickedness. They're full of innuendos. They're full of vile things that Christians shouldn't even have anything to do with. Now, a little more specific. A little more specific. Comic books. Satan uses comedy, by the way. Comic books and, comic books and those, that genre of media are used for predictive programming. They are used to program people or in essence, like mind control. Right? They used it as mind control, predictive programming, to program. So what they do is they take you and get you interested into a character. Like Disney does the same thing. They take you protagonist, antagonist. They take a character. Okay. It's psychology. They use psychology and witchcraft. They take a character and they get you to embrace that character. They get you to love that character. And then they bring that character through a series of things and events that take place in their life like this. Goes up and down. They take you through different things. They make you love that character. Okay. They make you love that character so much, and they get you to follow that character wherever they go. And then they take that character off a cliff. Or they morally pervert that, they immorally pervert that character and cause that character to get into deep wickedness and sin and vileness. And then what happens is you like that character so much that your passions and your desires and everything else and your like, you know, your heart goes out to that character because you followed it so long that you overlook their sin. You accept that sinful life or that wickedness and you condone it. You embrace it. You use situation ethics to explain it away. And that's what they do. That's what they do. They virtually slay that character before your eyes. They reinvent that character. They did it with kids back in the 80s. They didn't like morally pervert him, but what they did was they brought him into things. Optimus Prime. I was a big Transformers fan when I was a kid, man. I love Transformers. And I loved Optimus Prime, right? So what they did was they took Optimus Prime and they killed him right in front of everybody. And that emotionally scarred like all these kids that followed Optimus Prime, right? So then what happened was all these parents wrote in and said, man, my kids are devastated because you killed Optimus Prime. So what they do, then they resurrected him. The golden age of Cybertron. They resurrected him, right? And they sang the song, You Got the Touch. That's such a gay song. Anyway, but everything turned golden, right? The golden age of Cybertron was the same thing as, what is that? Alchemy! gods of gold, alchemy, base metals turned into gold, turning into a god. They resurrected Optimus Prime and turned him into a god. Mm-hmm. Because he had the Allspark. What is the Allspark? You go into the Kabbalah. Then you know what the Allspark is. It's witchcraft. It's the Kabbalah. It's Bill Schneblin's favorite word, the Shekinah. Anyway. Actually, that's that brother Nathaniel guy. Boy, is he a weirdo. Well, if you ever want to laugh your head off, oh my goodness. Anyway, who's a plant for the Jesuits? Like, so easy to see. Anyway, so that's what they do with those characters. Now, what they do with this one, they have generation. They have different Robins, right? Generation after generation, there's been different Robins. Different people that played Robin, just like there's been different people that played Batman. So they take this Robin and they turn him into a sodomite. Or bisexual, actually. Where he's really not bisexual yet, because they're trying to see how the fans are going to play out with it. But he's exploring and he's going on dates. Right? So what are they teaching? It's okay for you to explore. It's okay for you to explore. They're teaching you a lie. And no Christian should follow superheroes. No Christian should read their comic books. They're full of smut and garbage and wickedness. And if you have an attraction to that magic and to that world, and if you are driven by that magic and that world, then here's what I would say to you. Very plainly. You're not in love with Jesus Christ. You're not following him and you're not learning of him. And you're not sitting at the feet of Jesus. You're not learning of God's power, his magnitude, his might. Just like tonight, I'm going to be teaching on some of the attributes of God on Mars Hill that Paul talked about in his sermon. And how he reproved those Athenians for their superstition. We're going to talk about those attributes tonight, some of those, and kind of mine some of those truths out. But the point is that if you get to know God, you'll see what real power is, and you won't have to play around with evil imaginations. Grown men playing around with evil imaginations. Grown men giving themselves over to foolishness and nonsense. Grown men. It's shameful. It's immature. And children, when you grow up, you're supposed to put away childish things. And those are sinful things anyway. There's no condoning for the philosophies that are taught in comic books. It's predictive programming. You see, they're trying to change people. They are trying to condition children. They are trying to condition people's minds to accept bisexuality. That's what they're trying to do. It's a conditioning technique. That's what it is. That's what they're doing. And they're probably going to be very successful at it too. That's what they do. They condition people. That's what Satan does. And he uses humor and entertainment and laughter to do it. You know, some of the times that I've done things or said things that I shouldn't have said as a Christian were under the guise of humor, taking things too far. Satan knows that, so he uses that. And he uses humor because it dumbs down your defenses and it drops. He uses entertainment, right? Jesting, which are not convenient. He uses entertainment. Billy Roberts, to even ask a question, I know you're a troll. To ask a question, should a man shave his legs? It's just a dumb question. Like, there isn't a man alive that doesn't know that he shouldn't shave his stinking legs. He's probably the stinking stalker that's stalking me anyway. Puts himself under a different name and does all kinds of weird stuff. It's just the way it is. Anyway, I can tell by the off-the-wall comments that they're not legitimate comments. I can just tell. It's very easy to see. Anyway. Oh, look, message retracted. Anyway, but when you look at this right now, see, and then they leave it open ending, and that's also mind control, because they leave it open like that. So there's no real decisiveness. See, when people introduce things. Like that, sinful things like that, and they have no right and no wrong, but they leave it all open, that's because they're promoting it. They're promoting that sinful life. They're promoting those things. They're trying to shape the minds of people. That's what they're doing. I don't even know who Christina Ricci is. People bring up the strangest names of people I've never even heard before. Like, I don't know, whatever. But anyway, so you have, and then you have an industry that, thrives on that provocative. They had Catwoman come out as a bisexual. They had a few of the others that came out. I saw in the article that I was reading that they came out the same way. Because they're pushing an agenda. It's called DC Pride. And that's their agenda. Because they want into the sodomite, they want a predictive program, and they want more into the sodomite market. They want the sodomite market to like them. They want that bisexual. Group. They want their money. Just like the GOP, the Republicans. They want the sodomites' money. Same way. So that's why Donald Trump and the Republican Party promoted the sodomite movement. That's why Donald Trump hired so many sodomites in his presidency. Mm-hmm. Yep. Same thing. But Christians overlooked it and act like it didn't happen. Which was unbelievable to me. They saw Trump as a hero, and I'm just like laughing. I'm like, no, he's a zero. Plain and simple. A zero. And I proved it so many times. It's just so ridiculous how easy it is to prove. But people don't want to have that conversation. Because they want some redeeming qualities of the world. They want to take the world and its philosophies and they want it to have redeeming qualities. They want the world's men, they want all of them to have redeeming qualities. That's what they want. That's their goal. That's what they want to do. But they're pretty much all on the same team. They promoted the sodomite agenda. They pushed it. Easily. So, I mean, I showed everybody that video that Trump's ambassador did, bragging about Donald Trump's sodomite endorsements and how he was the number one pro-sodomite president out there. And everybody ignored it like it wasn't there. I mean, I showed it to everybody. I kept showing that video because it was like such proof of his position. Anyway, but so that's the whole world's antichrist push. And that's what these guys do. That's what these sodomites do. And that's what these comic books are doing. They're going from the age of children to the 50-year span of Robin, 80-year span, whatever it is, of comic books. And they're getting the whole gauntlet of every generation, and they're going to condition them for homosexuality. They're going to condition them for bisexuality. They're going to condition them with the LGBTQRSTUVXYZ agenda. That non-binary agenda, whatever that means. Stupid. It's not even science. But anyway, that's what they're going to do, and that's what they're doing. So, now, Batman's bi. There you go. And look for more of them, and look for it to be more mainstream. Look for it to be more like that, because it's exactly what they're going to do. It's their agenda. That's the agenda to push. That's the Antichrist agenda. That's what it is. Anyway, all right. Well, God bless you. I'm glad you're able to come on. And if it's your first time, say hi real quick before I get out of here, or if you just want to say hi. Besides Billy Roberts and the other weird guy that I don't know who they are, they keep talking back and forth to each other. Probably the same people on a different computer, but anyway. James Henry, good to see you on here. Brandon Swanson, Anna Shell, wife to Redneck. Redneck Shell. Not the gas station, right? But anyway. Young 91303, whatever that means. All right. You too, Joey. You too, James. Have a good day. I got to go do some praying and some walking. Gregory Pace. Hope you're doing well. I haven't seen you on here in a while, I don't think. If I remember you, I think I remember you. Andrea. How are your children, Andrea? Are they doing well? Fabian, 22. All right, good. Well, anyway, if you want to support the ministry, pray for us. Number one, we could use the prayers, always. Number two, If you want to give to our ministry, you can PayPal us at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com. Or you can mail us something. You can find that on sermonaudio.com/pastorcooley. You can find out all the information there about our ministry and look for more videos. I was supposed to upload one for last night at 7, and I actually did it for tonight at 7. So, tonight at 7, there's going to be a message on infant baptism that's going to go live on YouTube. But at the same time, over at sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley, over there, our sermon will be playing at 7:45 live, 7:45 p.m. Central. That sermon will be on Sermon Audio. Live, that'll be on the attributes of Christ versus the gods of Mars Hill, and or Christ versus the gods of Mars Hill, whichever. So anyway, so I'll be preaching that this evening. So you might, I don't know which one you want to tune into, but probably the live sermon. I might change that. I might go in and cancel that premiere and put it on for tomorrow night. But I'll get it fixed for sure. Any thoughts on people who say baptism in Jesus' name only? Are they legit? No. Because in the name of means under the authority. So when we baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, it isn't that we have to say that as a magic formula. It means by the authority of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's all it means. It doesn't mean anything else. It's an authority issue. That's all it is. Baptism is an authority issue. Baptism is an ordinance that was given to his local New Testament church. And we baptize upon the authority of God, who is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And if you say that, okay. If you don't, that doesn't change anything. It's still done by the authority of the triune God. So anyway, that's what that means. And people make a big deal about that. Usually it's Pentecostals that make a big deal about that. Because, well, they don't really have a gospel to make a big deal about. So they have to make a big deal about that. Anyway, so that's why they do that. So I would not be too concerned with that as far as that goes. There's no magic formula for baptism. Baptism is an ordinance. It is an act of obedience to the Lord. It is the public profession of our faith in Christ Jesus. That's what it is. And it's a answer of a good conscience toward God. That's what baptism is. And it is always believers' baptism. It is always done by those that have been saved by the grace of God, have a testimony of Jesus Christ in their soul, and have a desire to identify with his church and to follow the Lord as he was baptized, so we are. That's what baptism is. And that's what it means. Right, well, that's because they believe baptism is a formula. That's because they've been hanging out with Protestants too long. Pray for Danielle's back. It hurts. And pray for her to feel better. She's asking for prayer on there. So pray for her that she would get better. All right, everybody. God bless you all. Have a good day. And I might do a truck talk tomorrow, a broadcast on Friday. I'll be broadcasting Friday at probably 11, but I'm not sure yet. But we'll see. Either 11 or 1. I haven't decided yet, but we'll figure that out. So anyway, God bless you, Brandon. Take care.